Over the weekend, Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery hosted the second annual Soul in the Cemetery event, honoring prominent Black Alaskans and their lasting legacies in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media's Lee Walden has more.
Around 200 people surround storyteller and activist Cal Williams on a hot and bright Saturday afternoon.
When this city was first laid out in 1915, Black people were here. Oftentimes, many people have asked, I didn't know that there were Black people there, because most of the books that we've seen and most of the advertisement and PR about Alaska did not include not only Black people, but not Native people.
Williams begins by ringing a bell while circling the grave of Elgin Jones.
Elgin Jones was the creator of Kids Kitchen. Kids Kitchen fed over 1 million children. Every day, down at the end of this street, 9th Avenue at Carlock, in the Fairview Recreational Center, families would come and kids would be fed.
Jones is one of 8 Alaskans honored during the cemetery tour, a Juneteenth celebration. The others range from a prominent hairdresser to a reverend to a former chair of the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center Board, all of whom, in one way or another, succeeded in propelling Anchorage's Black community forward. One such story gave insight into the history of segregation on the city's military bases.
Miss Anna Watts was the secretary of the NAACP. The report, the annual report, that she wrote in 1965 spoke of incidences, celebrations, parades, interactions with high officials, the mayor joining the NAACP at $500 for a life membership. All of these things were taking place while at the same time, men were struggling to get their hair cut because the place that they had for accommodation was paltry. The segregation that occurred out there, even on the base, was unbelievable to some of us young people, and some of us old people have repressed that memory and forgotten.
Another person Williams speaks about is Miss Johnny Gay. She was a domestic worker for a doctor in Anchorage, but she was also the president of the Licensed Practical Colored Nurses of Louisiana. This group was established because during wartime, it was decided that white women should not have to tend to Black soldiers. So instead, Black women were trained to take care of Black men injured in the line of duty.
So out of the evil of segregation came an opportunity for my grandmother and numerous other colored women who went to school at night at Martin Temple Baptist Church and learned how to give shots and how to attend wounds so that they could take care of the colored soldiers coming back.
Also in attendance are members from the 400 Years of African American History Commission. This federal commission travels across the country documenting Black history. At the end of the event, the group recognizes Williams for being a prominent Black leader in the United States. The cemetery tour is just one small sliver of the work he does in Anchorage. But, he says, it's important to remember how long Black Alaskans have been here and the work they've done.
As I visit these graves, a great number of them I knew personally and stuff, it causes me to reflect on how much more they could have given if they were still here, and the great joy and wonders of what they did do in the time that they were here against the obstacles that they had to work.
The organizers of Soul at the Cemetery say they're looking forward to many more events to come, recognizing the history of Black Alaskans and their ongoing impacts throughout Anchorage and the entire state. Reporting from Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery, I'm Lee Walden.